Okay, so let's get ready for our message from Cryon. Each time we do one of these events, it's just a beautiful combination of energies. And the family that we are, and all of us that travel to get here from wherever we travel, and what happens when we're back in the room together, and how it is when we are interweaving our energies, our light energies, and the beautiful tapestry that we make when we come together, and the presentations that we give you to help enhance and uplift all of us. It's about all of us. So why don't you just take a deep breath now and come into the center of your being, whatever that is for you. And just feel yourself in there. What does that feel like? And notice your breath bringing you more and more deeply into that place, right in the center of who you are. And feel how that breath gathers around your heart, spirals around your heart as you inhale and softly exhale. And how your breath holds your heart in a soft embrace, in a beautiful, loving embrace. And the breath says thank you to the heart, and the heart says thank you to the breath, because together they keep us here in this body, having this beautiful experience of love, honoring, information, and guidance. The heart and the breath and the love of humanity from spirit.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. The energies of the room are known. The energies of the room are set from those in it. As odd as this process is to so many, others are aware of its reality. And before this even begins today, and the message, the short one that we give, I ask for discernment. I want you to get out of 3D. There is an energy that is starting to occur on this planet, which is bringing in a new paradigm of reality. Humanity will eventually start to become multidimensional. Very slowly, there will be an awareness of realities that are different than accepted realities are today. The things that today would seem to be odd, unusual, and even magic will start to have reasoning behind them, start to be seen over and over. Processes, ways of thinking, a benevolence factor that you didn't expect, very slowly will start to show themselves. And the invisible will be less mysterious and explainable. Humanity will start to add dimensional perspective to what they have always thought was there, and it will include a spiritual complement or potential. And here you are, and you're going to judge this. And you do, by only 3 or 4 dimensions. If it does not fit into the box you were told was everything, then it doesn't fit. And if you apply this formula to history, then you should not have a smartphone in your pocket because it doesn't exist. And it can't exist because you can't do it. It's impossible. Therefore, it's magic, fake, evil. Name it. And here I am to tell you that the energy, if you wish to feel it, is beyond what you expect or know because of these things. If you don't know yet what you don't know, how can you judge it? You only have what was and not is unless, old soul, you relax. And you say to yourself, it is what it is because God is all, and physics is from the creator of the universe, which was God. The great physician, metaphysician, scientist was God. The greatest physicist that ever was anywhere was the creator. What you see and hear here may be against what your logic tells you is real. But that's only because you're still in the box. There is so much more. What are you stuck with? Where is it that you're stuck? And you will say, I'm stuck with life. Because there's nothing around me that shows me it's working. I am stuck with those at work or at home because there's nothing around there that shows it's working. And you say, I want proof. Let me ask you a question. What if they're not changing because they're looking at you for proof? What if? What if? There is a benevolence, if you want it, starting to occur on this planet, right where you walk, if you'll allow it. There is a beauty that is going to let you relax, not frustrate, no drama. When you start walking the planet, and you're relaxed with it, things start changing around you. This is what we're teaching. The paradigm itself is different. Last week we gave you a channel of things that were changing a paradigm, and among them was creating synchronicity. Don't live your life by logic. Stop being prepared for what you know. You can't prepare yourself for what you don't know, but you can get ready for it emotionally, spiritually, benevolently. You can say, Dear Spirit, I don't know what's around the corner, but it's not going to be what was around the last one. It's going to be better than that because of me. You expect it, you affirm it, you are it. It starts to create a synchronicity because you are powerful. But if you're always sitting there waiting for something else to change before you move, dear ones, nothing will happen. A new way of life that starts to honor what? You. Becoming masters is not just a phrase used in esoterics. It is now that which is true. Just beginning, only a year old. It is the beginning of the new human, of a new dispensation of wisdom. I'll say it again. Don't despair on what you see around you. It will change with you. Tonight will give you more, perhaps even a parable. Something we haven't done for a long time. And so let this day begin. I want you to feel the benevolence of love for you. We know who you are. We know who you are. What are you going to do with this? Are you going to walk away and say that was a nice message and everything stays the same? And if you do, there is no judgment. But if you want some change, real change, just pay attention. It'll be there. And so it is.